Last dinner. The dream came again. This time the woman was running down the alley next to the orphanage, the detective shooting at her. She made it to the river but was hit in the back, falling into its brown swell. Sunday began with a start. The alarm rang loud and Damien nearly jumped out of his skin. Once again he had dreamed of his mother being chased off in a hail of gunfire, his ears ringing as if he were there. Once dressed and shaven, he began on his forensic theory class work. By lunchtime, he had changed and was ready for work. His shift wasn't until the evening again, but he was paranoid about being late. Living this close, he would feel foolish being so. Before going to work, he received text from Gina, RL Wine Joy today. Let's do it again sometime in text speak, which he had never gotten the hang of. He responded with a simple meet me at the coffee shop before class about haters and set off for work, promptly receiving a simple K reply, sending him to work, smiling for the first time in a while. Damien served the tables. There were older customers today, much politer than the usual crowd. A father and his daughter at one table, elderly couples almost everywhere else. At 6, the detective came in and requested a table. Sitting in the corner cubicle alone, one of the new waiters served him. It was better that way, safer, as Damien couldn't trust himself not to say anything. He went home for a cheap dinner just after 6, one of the advantages of living so close to work. Taking his full hour, he watched the news. The reporter spoke about corruption in the local police. How some in the force were taking bribes or protection money, many of them connected to organized crime. Damien had seen this firsthand. The detective seemed to be shaking down the local businesses, and he must have something or someone to call on if the businesses refused to pay. His mind wandered, thinking back to his days in the orphanage, playing cops and robbers with the other children. Back then he hadn't known about corruption. Cops had been the ideal of justice. At least criminals were true to their nature. Dirty cops were playing both sides, innocent people being caught in the middle. He thought back to the recurring dream. Were the people chasing his mother criminals, or were they dirty cops firing on someone who had gotten too inquisitive? But then again, he was only a baby at the time. What he dreamed could just be a fantasy, a way of explaining what happened to his mother and why she abandoned him. As he got back to the restaurant, a row broke out between the man and his daughter, something about her not taking life seriously, him being too old to understand. Antonio tried to defuse the situation, just managing to cause even more anger. In the end, the daughter left in a huff, and the father chased after her. The detective did move from his seat, talking with another man who somehow managed to look even shadier than he did. It was nearing closing time, and most of the customers had left. Only a few remained, finishing off their desserts or waiting for the bill. The detective had told his waiter to scarper once the meal was served, and was sitting alone now in his booth. The other men long gone. In fact, he had been sitting alone for hours, but Damien didn't have time for that right now. His last few customers had paid their bill, and it was time to change the tablecloths and set up for the morning. The chef was shouting on the phone to somebody about an order. The other kitchen staff members were cleaning the surfaces, setting up for the following day. Another hour passed and most of the restaurant was set up for the following day. Only the detective remained, still slumped in his seat. As Damien approached, he noticed there was no sound coming from the booth. No sound of knife on plate, no sipping of a drink, no shifting in his seat, nothing. Risking it, he went over to the detective to check on it. His eyes were shut and his head was hanging as if he was asleep. Damien nudged him and he felt cold, and as he raised the head he saw blood trickle from his mouth. The detective was dead. Using a napkin, he opened the jacket to reveal a steak knife penetrating through his heart. Lodged in there and twisted, as if the killer had tried to remove it, but it had become stuck. Damien knew better than to contaminate the crime scene. Trying his best to not cause a panic, he told Antonio to call the police and told the others to avoid the table at all costs. Antonio asked what to say, and when Damien explained, the somewhat effeminate waiter nearly fainted, but managed to get the message across to the police. The staff waited in one of the booths. Damien stood at the door, waiting for the police. As they arrived, he took the uniformed officer to the booth and showed him the body. After radioing it into dispatch, they began cordoning off the scene of the crime. While the other officer searched the area, got another one in here, blood on his hands. Looks like the killer, the other officer shouted out. Then taped off the ladies' bathroom as well. Once the other policemen arrived, they began questioning the staff and letting them go. Another detective arrived, a severe-looking man with an element of honesty in his face. He hung his coat before opening the door for Dr. Helena DeBrew, who waved to him as she entered. Damien approached the pair. I discovered the body. Nothing had been touched. It should be completely uncontaminated. Dr. DeBrew smiled at him. Looks like you get to work with me on a case after all.